love this.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I'm looking at the notes that Mary left me as well. So you have a long time. Well, I guess not long time. I guess I would say you've been doing this for a very long time. But you just started your business about 3 years ago?
No, so I have different companies that I run. And Shine and Seal is something that is a niche, the market that I think is needed, because Interlock and Paper Stone, they've been very popular in the last 20 years in the Bay Area. And before that, they were not very popular. And so a lot of people do installation of that, but not restoration and cleaning and seal, beautify that. And then the modern homes, as well as modern buildings, they use a lot of wood siding, and that also needs to be cleaned and restained, and fencing, decks, concrete, you name it. And we specialize in that with the
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, now, I mean, since it sounds like you do have a lot of experience, have you done any type of SEO for your business previously?
No, if you, I mean, I'm not sure if you were researching it. Stones Landscape Inc., that's another company that I own with a partner of mine. And yeah, we do a lot of advertising with that. But we do with South Valley Landscape Construction, Earthtech, Sleeper Construction Incorporated, and Shine, we don't.
Okay, got it. And for your other businesses, I would assume, you know, the SEO, that type of advertisement, it's working really well for you guys, right? Okay, that's
so
good.
With Stone, we stay very busy. What happens is we're growing. We train our teams, and the last couple of years we've been doing a lot of training, a lot of growing. But if we advertise in all the companies and get a lot of, I mean, we have a lot of work, but we just want to be able to keep the reputation, keep the clients happy. And yeah, we can do a lot of advertising to get a lot of work and then ruin our reputation because we can.
Got it. Okay. Well, the way that we work, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you have a pretty good amount of experience, so you understand the way that it works. With us, it's with exclusive listings. You know, we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. We do that by putting you on the first page of Google. That Google business profile will be on the first page where the map is. And it'll be based off of the type of jobs you want to be found for. So you're going to let me know, you know, what services you offer. We turn those into keywords based off of what's searched the most. So anytime somebody looks up one of those keywords, that's when you pop up first page. So we do that with Google. We do it with Bing. We also retarget those same people looking for your services. We'll retarget them on their Facebook. So we do run ads on their feed as well. You will have a dashboard. It tracks everything. It tells you how many people are looking for you, how many calls, how many clicks. And price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. You're looking at a flat rate of $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. And also, so you know, timeline-wise, from when we get everything started, it's going to be 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to have your onboarding call. Your ads are going to be up and live within 7 to 14 days. For you to pop up for each keyword first page, that is a max of 45 to 60 days. That process with Google, we have to get done. But you will have access to your dashboard right away, so you can track the progress as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So how does it all sound? I mean, is this something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, because right now we're in the middle of summer, and the services we provide, mainly this is the time to do those. Winter,
exactly.
Yeah, we can do it, but all the restoration of a sealer, applying a sealer, and beautifying surfaces, summer is the best time to do it.
It is. And then in wintertime, when it starts going down, you can just give us a call and we can pause your service. It's called a seasonal pause. And we don't charge you for that time either. And then you can restart it when your season starts coming back up.
Okay?
Okay. Now, your first name, I'm not sure if we got the spelling right of your first name. I have it, Baltazar.
Yeah, it's spelled Baltazar. Martinez, last name.
Baltazar, ¿verdad? Martinez?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm going to repeat the spelling. I want to make sure. Yo sí hablo español. Mejor inglés, pero sí hablo español bien. Mi familia es de Guadalajara.
Oh, yo también.
Oh, sí. Ah, yo no sé. Yo hace años que yo voy a Guadalajara, pero no recuerdo mucho. Creo que en la ciudad en donde están, creo que es Zapopan, creo. No sé si es Zapopan.
¿Usted nació aquí o vino pequeña para acá?
Yo nací aquí. Mis papás y pues la familia de mi mamá, todos están allá. Y la familia de mi papá, pues ellos también se vinieron para acá, pues antes que yo nací. Uh-huh. Y sí. So, ¿usted nació allá?
No, yo fui un rebelde. Yo corrí de la casa cuando tenía 15 años y me vine para los Estados Unidos.
Ah, pues usted va a tener una buena historia, ¿verdad?
Sí, yo me vine, corrí y me vine con $18 en la bolsa. Y
ay,
pues no sé, yo recuerdo que cuando yo vine nomás era como explorar, ni me sentía asustado ni nada, nada más como mirando y observando. Y pues venía con amigos que ya habían venido, pero de todas maneras uno no piensa ni nada, ni aventuras, ni a lo loco. Y,
sí.
Y pues no sé, para mí ha sido una gran aventura vivir aquí. Y ha sido, no, a mí me encanta, a mí yo lo digo que yo fuera de creer en Dios, yo este país lo es todo para mí, porque todo me lo ha dado. Yo me crié en un rancho en México, nunca fui a la escuela, éramos 9 hermanos, la escuela estaba a 45 minutos caminando. Nunca fuimos cerca ahí en un rancho. Y yo cuando me vine no sabía hablar ni inglés ni español, porque el español que uno habla en los ranchos es solo español. Sí, entonces, pero yo cuando vine aquí, yo hice un gran error. Yo me junté con otros latinos, ellos me enseñaron lo que sabían y yo les enseñé lo que yo sabía. Ellos sabían malo y yo también, estábamos enfermos los dos. Pero yo estaba mirando televisión a los 18 años y estaban hablando de Abraham Lincoln, el presidente Abraham Lincoln. Él se educó solo.
Sí.
Entonces dije, bueno, si lo que se toma es tiempo y esfuerzo, yo lo puedo hacer. Entonces yo vivía en esos entonces con mi tío y yo les pregunté a mis primos que me enseñaran a leer. Y mi tío dijo, estás aprendiendo pronto, ve a la escuela Independent Studies y te traen los estudios contigo, ya que tú no eres de los que se quedan sentados en una silla. Entonces yo en un año pasé el curriculum de high school y yo he sido un apasionado en el aprendizaje. Yo estudiar un libro por día es mi meta. Yo sé que no lo logro todos los días, pero yo trato de repasar un libro por día. Entonces, cuando yo comencé con este ritmo, yo comencé con un crecimiento y un desarrollo brutal y mi vida ha sido pues como una aventura por lo que he aprendido y lo que sigo aprendiendo. Fuera de eso, es todo lo que se lo puedo atribuir al aprendizaje, porque yo he sido fisiculturista, he tenido negocios en carros exóticos, he desarrollado 5 compañías, doy convenciones de motivación, tengo 3 hijas que ya se fueron de la casa y 3 nietos y pues, o sea, no sé, yo vivo una vida así como, para mí la vida es como una magia, es como mágica, pero si nosotros, bueno, yo lo digo por mí, sin un desarrollo personal, eso no fuera posible, porque uno no puede meter grandes ideas en mentes pequeñas.
Eso es verdad. Sí.
El aprender, yo le digo a las personas que trabaja duro en tu trabajo y pagarás la renta, trabaja duro en ti y harás una fortuna. Las ganancias son mejores que los salarios. Cuando vas al colegio, te enseñan lo que ellos quieren para que hagas lo que ellos quieren, pero en la vida tú aprendes lo que tú quieres para hacer lo que tú quieres.
Sí,
pero si no
eso
aprendes,
es verdad.
Si no aprendes, words are the blood of the soul. La Biblia dice que los animales y las plantas pueden vivir, solo pueden vivir del pan, pero el hombre no, porque el hombre necesita las palabras que nutren su alma y nutren su mente, y es muy diferente. Entonces, si nosotros nos desarrollamos, y yo no digo, cada quien tiene su manera de mirar las cosas, pero yo para mí, si un día no como, está bien. Yo no leo, está mal. Yo tengo que leer, porque el día que no crezco ya es un día repetido el día anterior. Porque hay personas que viven 90 años y otras un año 90 veces.
Eso sí. Eso sí. Ay, muchas gracias por pues compartir eso conmigo, porque es algo que pues es muy verdad.
No le voy a
cobrar. Es muy verdad eso.
No le voy a cobrar. No le voy a cobrar.
Gracias.
Porque no se me vaya a preocupar, no le voy a cobrar por eso.
¿Cuántos seminarios hace usted o cuándo los hace?
Yo, bueno, antes de COVID los hacía más seguidos, ahorita un poco menos seguidos. Antes de COVID, bueno, yo he hecho seminarios en Los Ángeles, Las Vegas, o sea, he hecho seminarios por muchos lados, y ahorita doy mentoría, doy clases, y a mí me encanta eso, porque me encanta, porque a mí, si usted me pregunta, pregúnteme cualquier reto, a mí algo que se le venga a la mente y pruébeme, si yo le puedo dar alguna solución que le ayude.
¿Cómo?
Yo no quiero entrar a lo personal, pero déjeme leer una pregunta. Directamente no, porque va a pensar que la estoy cuestionando en esta manera. Pero una persona que no es casada, digamos, una persona que no es casada y se quiere casar, debería de pensar de la siguiente manera, ¿no? Por ejemplo,
sí.
si yo soy soltero y yo me quiero casar, yo tengo que definir para cuándo me quiero casar, ¿sí? Eso es decirle a mi mente, esto para este entonces me quiero casar. Yo antes de ahí no me voy a confundir, ¿ok? Mi mente me va a llevar ahí porque yo ya le ordené. Yo lo escribo en un diario que yo pueda tener, yo escribo, yo me quiero casar en 2 años. Lo cual quiere decir que usted ya tiene que empezar a buscar su pareja porque la tiene que cortejar de perdido de 1 a 2 años. Okay. Y luego dice yo, la pareja con que yo me quiero casar debe de ser de nacionalidad. No tiene que decir verdad porque a veces es muy específico, es muy narrow. Pero puede decir que sea latina o que sea oriental o que sea del Medio Oriente o que sea... pero ya porque tiene preferencia, ¿no? Puede ser, todos tenemos preferencia, ¿no? O puede decir, para mí no me importa la nacionalidad, siempre y cuando sea una persona con estos tributos, pum, 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 pum. Yo soy muy creyente en Dios, y para que mi relación no conflicte y tengamos problemas, porque las creencias son lo que somos, y si yo soy una cosa y mi pareja es otra cosa, allí va a haber problemas, ¿no? Okay, so entonces yo me voy a casar con una persona que sea alineada con mi religión. No tiene nada, no que ser precisamente... Si yo soy católico, no tiene que ser católico, pero tiene que ser de alguna religión cristiana que es parecida y paralela a la mía. Ok, entonces yo empiezo a poner todo esto en mi agenda y luego digo, bueno, yo soy mujer, pues en su caso yo soy mujer y yo me quiero casar con alguien que sea de 4 a 5 años mayor que yo. No quiero a alguien menor porque son un poco inmaduros, pero tampoco no mayor de 4 o 5 años porque no quiero esa diferencia en edad. Pum, le pone usted ahí, ¿no? Oye, Yo quiero una persona que sea orientada por metas, que sea goal-oriented. Porque una persona que tiene metas en la vida, tarde se le hace levantarse temprano y es una persona divertida, es una persona feliz, es una persona inteligente y es una persona activa. Y esas personas, yo me siento muy bien con ellas. Porque una persona que no tiene sus metas, que no tiene ambiciones en la vida, es una persona pesada, que constantemente se está quejando y constantemente tiene problemas y constantemente me va a hundir a mí también. Pum, 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 pum. So, entonces, usted tiene una clarito con la persona. Claro, eso no quiere decir que va a ser exactamente así, pero va a ser similarmente en esos alrededores, ¿no? Entonces, sí. esa, ahorita le estoy hablando rápido, pero esta consultoría terminaría ahí, ¿no? Entonces, si usted va y hace su tarea y en verdad cree en usted y lo que está haciendo, usted se va a alinear y va a tener mejores oportunidades que si se lo deja la chance.
Sí, eso sí es verdad. Ajá.
Ahí es eso. Ahora, si usted me pregunta, yo sé, a lo mejor no tiene tiempo y se lo estoy quitando. Ahora sí dice en lo financiero. ¿Ok? Ahora, siempre puedes tener más porque te puedes convertir en más. Pero mientras no te conviertes en más, no vas a tener más. El agua siempre agarra su nivel, ¿no? So, yo puedo sí. tener más porque me puedo convertir en más. Pero si yo no crezco y me desarrollo, yo no voy a ser más. ¿Qué vino primero, el huevo o la gallina? Muchas personas dicen, pues no sé, la gallina sale del huevo y viceversa. Entonces digo, no, Dios creó la gallina y la gallina creó el huevo. El creador es más grande que lo que se cría. ¿Quieres crear algo grande? Convértete en algo grande. Es el proceso. Lee el libro Hábitos Atómicos. Lee el libro Hábitos Atómicos.
Ahora, ¿Hábitos Atómicos?
Hábitos Atómicos. Atomic Habits.
Ok,
so, le voy a dar unos pasos porque nos tenemos que ir, pero ¿está lista para apuntar? Ok.
Ya.
La ciencia de hacerse rico. The Science of Being Rich. The Science of Getting Rich. Wallace D. Waddle. Okay. La ciencia de hacerse rico. Piense y hágase rico con Napoleon Hill. The Greatest Salesman in the World with Og Martino. Your Erroneous Zones. Y no recuerdo el actor, pero esos libros yo le puedo recomendar muchísimo porque yo leo libros para aventar para arriba. Pero si usted se enfoca y empieza a leer esos libros, todas las personas alrededor de usted van a decir que, pues, ¿qué le pasó? ¿Qué fuma? ¿Qué fuma? Porque
pues
va a empezar a caminar de puntitas. Va a empezar a caminar de puntitas. Va a tener ese carisma. Va a tener esas comezones de todos los días. Y mire, yo puedo hablar apasionado. Yo puedo, no, porque no hable yo despacito, quiere decir que no puedo hablar con pasión. Pero es la vida que yo tenga dentro de mí. Entonces, sí. Esa pasión se la da. Todo eso que usted empieza a despertar, ese gigante dentro de usted.
Pues sí, pues muchas gracias por esos libros. Yo los apunté, los voy a leer. Y gracias también por todo lo que me dijo, porque es bien bonito. Sí, es verdad lo que está diciendo también. Y pues, lo bueno es que, pues, voy a hablar en inglés porque es más fácil. But
okay.
I'm glad you gave me everything. It's definitely something that's needed, and I am excited to work with you as well when it comes to the marketing, because we'll still keep in contact every so often. So you're definitely somebody that I enjoy speaking with, and yeah, thank you. So
No, it is great to talk to people, like yourself. You know, I can tell you have a lot of life within you.
Yes, that I do. I do. And thank you for noticing that. I do. It's life sometimes gets you, and you have to remind yourself that that you're the one who's in control. Well, not technically, because God is, but you know what I mean. You can't let life get you down, so you got to keep pushing.
You say that because I am not sure that it's recent or constant, what you said, but the hardship is only a test. That's all it is. It's only a test, and it's only the opportunity to get stronger. I go to the gym twice a day, 7 days a week. That's what I do. 7 days a week, twice a day, every single day. I started lifting weights when I was 16, and I have not stopped since. And I'm 55 years old, and everybody's like, I just stop everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. In the mall, at the restaurant, and the store. Everywhere I go. How do you do it? How long you been lifting? What can I do? Oh my God. And everywhere I go, does not matter where I go. And you know, everybody has an ego. I'm like, yeah, please tell me more. I mean, everybody, but that's not my thing, right? My thing is that I am healthy. I am very energetic, and that's really what I'm after. That I look good because of the activity I do, working out 7 days a week. Yes, I do. I do. I admit it. I think I do. But it's not my thing. I don't have, you know, if nobody gives me a compliment, I'm okay with that. But the people tells you it feels really good. But what I'm saying is this. If I go to the gym every day and I only see the four walls, but I don't see the weights, I wouldn't have the body I have. And if I don't eat the way I eat, and I'm not educated the way I am about food, nutrients, macronutrients, and all this and all that, because I teach them a lot about health as well. So, but I have to put the effort. If I go to the gym and I lift weights and all this, I have calluses in my hands, and I have to get up when I don't want to get up. I have to go to the gym when I don't have to go to the gym when I don't want to go to the gym sometimes. But that's what you have to do. And this is the challenges to have what you want to have. You have to pay the price. And sometimes you have certain problems or certain challenges, and they're there for you to do something about it. And the doing about it is your strength. It's with your ability to cope and to conquer that you get stronger. And then let me tell you this. If you didn't have to get up in the morning and do your bed, eat your breakfast, pay your taxes, what would it come of us if we don't have to do none of this? You're right. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We will be nothing. We will be nothing. But because we have to do all things, something will become of us. The more you do, the more you become. It's in the doing that you become, right? If you have a problem, you just need to be very smart about it and educate yourself and tackle it the proper way without fear, even if it hurts, even if it's uncomfortable, and you're going to grow and you're going to feel proud of yourself and you're going to rise.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right. I mean, you're right about that. You've given me a lot of great stuff, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And again, I am not going to charge you for that.
Well, you know, I appreciate you.
I am the one who's grateful because you think that I'm doing something for you, but it's the opposite. You're doing something for me. Because I get very excited when I talk like this. And when I have somebody like yourself that listens, it's a victim to me. There is one.
Well, that's why they say when you help people, it's not because you're helping them. It's you're the one who's getting the gift. You know, because you're helping somebody else. So I understand exactly what you're talking about. But anyways, I don't want to take up too much of your time. While we were talking, I did get some of your information. But I don't have your email address. It's not on your website. What email do you want to use?
So the email I want to use is, and actually update the email, but the email that I will use is, Baltazar, BALTAZAR, at SouthValleyLandscape.com.
At SouthValleyLandscape.com?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And this number, the 7792, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yeah, that's my phone number. That is correct.
Okay. And then from the website, I have Shine, Restore, and Seal as a company name.
That is correct.
Okay. And then address, I got it from the Google Business Profile, the 3150 Almaden Expressway, 210 San Jose, California, 95118.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want anybody else other than yourself?
For now, myself. In,
okay.
Because I'm going to push this company forward. So so I was already thinking about it. It's good that you call me. But I'll figure who I will else have. But for now, I think that if
okay.
I manage the call, it's good.
Okay, okay. And let me send you a text message, too. It's going to have our office line and my direct extension. So if you ever need to make any changes or anything, you can also call me directly. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Now, the services that you offer, I got them from your website. I'm going to repeat them. So what I have here is interlocking pavers, cleaning and sealing, natural stone cleaning and sealing, decorative concrete cleaning and sealing, palmaric joints, resanding, wood cleaning and staining, hardscape general maintenance, pressure washing, and all repairs.
That is correct.
Okay. Do you want to add anything else?
No, that's all for now. I think that's pretty good.
Now, your onboarding call is about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. I do have some availability today, tomorrow, or even Friday. When works best?
Probably, when you say Friday, will be Friday. I think Friday is good.
Friday? Okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon?
Morning is good.
Okay. You want to do between 9 and 10?
9 and 10 is a good time.
Okay. I'll email you over the Google invite for that as well. I did get your website info. I put it down for my onboarding. I wasn't able to find a Facebook page. Do you have one for the business?
I don't think I have one. Maybe I should get going with that as well.
We can make one for you, and you'll have, I mean, it'll be yours, or you can make it yourself. It's up to you.
No, you can do it. If you can do it for me, that would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that down in the notes as well. And then for the specific target areas, based off of what Mary put down, she said that you go no further than 30 miles. Is that correct?
So 30 miles probably will be from here to San Francisco. Yeah, 30-mile circle is fine.
Okay, so 30-mile radius. That's perfect.
Do 50-mile radius.
Okay, 50-mile radius. Perfect. And then on your Google business profile for your hours of operation, you currently have Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4, and Sunday closed. Is that still how you want to keep it?
No, go ahead. Put all 7 days open.
Okay, so daily. Perfect. All right. And for the
8
to 6?
Yeah, 8 to 6 is fine.
Okay, daily 8 to 6. And on your dashboard as well, you'll be able to change that if you get tired of getting those late calls or early calls, so don't worry about it. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It will have, I think it's going to have my name and my to the back. He has my name on it. But
is there another last name? Sorry, go ahead.
1 second. Mm-hmm. Let me reach for my wallet.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, so the business card that I use, it will have my name and a business name. It won't be this business name, but it will have my name on it.
Okay, so I can just use your name. Does it just show Baltazar Martinez, or is there another, like a middle? That is correct? Okay.
No.
And is the billing the same as the Almaden Expressway?
That is correct.
Okay, and then what type of card is it going to be?
This is going to be MasterCard.
Okay, and I'm ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
So it's 5472-1930-0020-6525.
And what is the expiration?
Expiration date is 0727.
And the security code?
428.
Okay. Now we're going to set up, it's going to be a security question. So that's so you know, it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember. So you can pick up mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Pet.
Okay. And what is the name?
Duke.
Oh, my dog's name is Nuke.
Nuke?
Yeah.
Growing up, I love my dog. You know, the Duke. He was he grew up with me.
Oh, that's I absolutely love dogs. They're just they just love you all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then their own little personalities, so it's absolutely cute. Okay, the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, so it's on the recorded line. Then we're going to charge your card, and then I'm going to send everything to you through text and through email, and we're done. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Shine, Restored, and Seal.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Baltazar Martinez, CEO.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So this is why we will ask you that security question, and then also we're going to call you from the 877 number that I text you, which is our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Perfect. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. After the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be charged every 17th of every month in the amount of $249. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask, please call us 3 days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
That is correct. Yes, I do.
Perfect. So you're going to receive some automated text messages and emails. It pulled up as insufficient funds.
Let me see here. Maybe it's because, let me see. Just got to use. You know, these cards are the same color. I think I was using one that is... I maxed it out about a month ago.
I mess up my calls sometimes like that too. I'll use the card for
the
wrong thing.
I have the sometimes from the same bank. My office uses the card nonstop as well.
So a bunch of charges.
Yeah. Okay. So let me give you when you're ready.
Yes. Is it also a MasterCard?
This one is a Visa.
Okay. And is it first name, last name as well? No other last name or middle initial?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's a 4266-8417-20. I'm going to give a different card because this card has a lot of... This has a lot of limits. Well, I'm not saying, you know. Let me just
it's okay, yeah, we can start over.
I use smaller cars for certain things that are new. And sometimes, mm-hmm. because I don't check my cars all the time. And like, I have my American Express, I have no limits. And sometimes if I don't check it, I don't know if somebody charged $20,000, $30,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay. Is it a Visa?
This one is American Express.
Okay. American Express. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm ready for it.
It's a 3774-815-039-62042.
And when does it expire?
This one, the expiration is 0326.
0326. And then the security code?
It's a 6978.
Perfect. So I'll update that now. You know what I do? And I don't know if it would be a good idea on your end simply because I know there's a lot of charges that go. But every time my card gets used, I get notifications through text. And, well, not through email, but through text letting me know something goes through. Just because I am so careful with what comes out of my account just because of all the fraud that happens. So
I know. It's crazy.
I know, and it just, I've caught it too a couple times. It's happened, and thankfully I catch it right away because one time I left my card accidentally at a restaurant, and whoever found it after that went to the mall and just bought a bunch of stuff, and it's just like seriously, yeah. But, yeah, it looks like it is going through, so you're going to be receiving a few automated emails, a few automated text messages. I'm going to send you a YouTube video as well, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard. I have it in English and in Spanish. How would you like it?
English is fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it over to you in English. And then I have your onboarding call that's going to be on Friday between 9 to 10 o'clock, as long as I'm available, I'm the one who's going to pretty much introduce you to your onboarding. Sorry, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. And let me make sure you did. Okay, so it looks like the last thing we're going to do is going to be the terms and conditions. So I'm going to send you over that link right now. The link that I just sent you is a web link that says my.localsplash.com/terms, and it has your phone number. If you can click on that for me.
Okay. So, okay, you sent something here. So you sent it through text message, right?
I sent it to you through text, yes.
Okay, so
you should be getting it, if not already.
Okay, I did get that.
Okay, perfect. So this is basically letting you know what we're going to do, which we're going to optimize your Google Business profile. If you need to go on any directories, which it doesn't look like you do, but if you do, we'll go over that on Friday, and we can help you out with that. It also goes over some other programs that Google offers. You know, if you ever want to branch out to those, you can give me a call, and we can see what's available. It also goes over the Facebook ads that we're going to do, what we charge you, what you will be charged, how you can also do that seasonal hold I was telling you. We don't charge you in the winter months, how you can cancel at any time. So if you can just click on those two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks, and if you click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay, so I did that, and then you said type my name.
Correct. With the capital B and the capital M, because it's a little finicky.
It does a space for that. Let me see. Click here. Okay.
Okay. And did it go to the next page where it asked for your username and password?
Yeah, username.
Okay. So your username is going to be your phone number, but your password, it gets automatically, it will get text to you It looks like it's taking a little bit, so I wouldn't necessarily worry about that yet, but you are going to be receiving that text message here shortly, and it'll also have the login link just in case you get out of that page so you can log in. There's not anything going to be going on the dashboard yet because we're building everything, but you can always check in on the dashboard whenever you want to. You can upload pictures now as well. But everything's pretty much done until your call on Friday. It really has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, I really do. And if you have any type of concerns or questions or anything, please feel free to call me. We'll still keep in touch. I'll check in with you in about a month or so and just kind of see how everything's going. Does that sound good?
Perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, thank you. We'll talk to you on Friday. You have a good rest of your day.
So then, you do the same. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.